If you want more Bizarre Albums, now's a great time to sign up for Patreon. You can now get annual memberships for a discounted price. Sign up for a whole year and get 12 months for the price of 10. So go to patreon.com/bizarrealbums for bonus episodes and more. Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, John Travolta from 1976. On September 9th, 1975, ABC debuted Welcome Back, Cotter. The show starred stand-up comedian and current professional poker player Gabe Kaplan as Gabe Cotter, a wisecracking teacher who returns to his alma mater in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, New York, to teach a racially and ethnically diverse remedial class of ne'er-do-wells that called themselves the Sweat Hogs.
Hey! What are you guys fighting about?
Homework.
You guys are fighting about homework? I think I'm in the wrong school.
The show was a rating success during its first two seasons, finishing in the top 20. It was even nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series after its first season. Its success led to tons of Welcome Back, Cotter merchandise, including action figures, lunchboxes, comic books, novels, trading cards, even a board game called the Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose game.
If you want to become a sweat hog, here's how with Welcome Back, Cotter, the Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose game.
The show's popularity even made its theme song by former Love & Spoonful frontman John Sebastian a number one hit in May of 1976.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
But the biggest star of Welcome Back, Cotter was the character of Vinnie Barbarino, played by a then 21-year-old John Travolta. It wasn't his first TV appearance, though. He'd been making guest appearances on shows and TV movies since 1972. For some reason, he played a lot of guys named Danny. Two of his first six credits were as Danny's. And of course, famously in 1978, he would also play Danny in the film version of Grease. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Speaking of Grease, Travolta had already appeared on Broadway in the cast of Grease, but played Duty, not Danny. That Danny was originally played by Barry Bostwick, and his understudy was Richard Gere. Later versions of the original Broadway run would have Danny played by Jeff Conaway, Peter Gallagher, and Patrick Swayze.
Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
And that wasn't Travolta's only Broadway experience. In 1974, he'd also appeared in the successful but short-lived Over Here, where he sang the Sherman Brothers song, Dream Drummin'.
I'm Dream Drummin'. I'm another Koopa heading up a super band, and I'm the leader man, say I'm...
But it would be Welcome Back, Cotter that made John Travolta a household name. After 1 year on the air, Travolta had received over 100,000 pieces of fan mail. His character on the show, Vinnie Barbarino, was a cocky Italian-American who's the leader and resident heartthrob of the Sweat Hogs. Occasionally he breaks out in song about his last name, sung to the tune of the Beach Boys classic Barbara Ann. And it was this moment that made Midland International Records president Bob Reno sit up and take notice. Midland International Records was a U.S. soul and disco label founded by Bob Reno and Eddie O'Loughlin in 1974. The label was best known for hits like Fly Robin Fly and Get Up and Boogie by the German disco group Silver Convention. And by the way, both of those songs consist of just six words, with Fly Robin Fly, Silver Convention became the first German act to hit number one in America. Barbarino thought that Travolta could be an opportunity for Midland International to produce the first album by a TV personality whose singing, in addition to his acting, could reach an enthusiastic young audience. So Reno signed him to the label. And in March of 1976, John Travolta was released on Midland International Records.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
The album's opener was also the first single, Let Her In. It spent 5 months on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 10. On the Cashbox chart, Let Her In peaked at number 5. Not including the songs he did on the Grease movie soundtrack, Let Her In is Travolta's only top 10 hit in the U.S. On April 10th, 1976, Travolta performed Let Her In on American Bandstand.
Is this Willis B. John what the album cover will look like?
No,
this is a blow-up of the single jacket, isn't it? There is an album that was released 2 weeks ago, but at the time we did this, by the time we see it, we did not have the album. This man you will recognize from Welcome Back, Cotter, as the man who plays Barbarino. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Travolta!
Something she said has stuck in my head and I can't get away. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life.
After his performance, Dick Clark talked to Travolta about his singing background.
Gal over here, as I introduced you, said, I didn't know he sang. Now, a lot of people don't know that. What is your background for that sort of thing?
Well, I'm from New Jersey, which is back east.
A lot of singers from New Jersey, yeah.
And in order to survive in New York City as an actor, you had to learn how to sing and how to dance.
Were you in Greece?
Yeah, I was in Greece.
That was a 50s thing, though.
That's right. Yeah. I had fun doing that.
What other things did you have of a singing nature?
Well, you know, summer stock theaters, which are summer theaters that do lots of musical comedies. I did a show on Broadway called Over Here, which is a 40s kind of thing. But in order to do that, you have to sing. So I took voice lessons for like 2 or 3 years.
Track 2 is Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. The song was written by Eric Carmen. Carmen had originally recorded the song himself for his 1975 debut solo album. If that doesn't ring any bells for you, you may know some of Carmen's other hits like Make Me Lose Control, All By Myself, and Hungry Eyes. Carmen's version of Never Gonna Fall in Love peaked at number 11. Travolta's version was released as a single, but it failed to chart.
I'll get along without your kiss. Good night. Just close the door and walk away.
The album's back cover says there was a long selection process for choosing the songs that would appear. Most were by famous writers, but it also includes originals from Travolta's friend Michael Lembeck. Rainbows is one of those songs. It was co-written by Bruce Mead. Both Lembeck and Mead's only credits are writing a handful of songs for John Travolta, but Michael Lembeck does have a performing credit of note. He had the alias of Captain Cool, and was the leader of Captain Cool and the Kongs, who were part of Sid and Marty Krofft's The Krofft Super Show, which aired for 2 seasons from 1976 to 1978. But here's Travolta doing Rainbows.
Now when the seas that you're sailing are storm-tossed, and it appears that you are lost, just remember that you can have rainbows without the rain. And the sun's gonna shine eventually. Gonna paint the sky so beautifully.
Up next is A Girl Like You. Originally recorded by the Young Rascals in 1967, the The song was written by band members Felix Cavalier and Eddie Brigati, who were also members of Joey D and the Starlighters, a band you've heard me mention on the show in the past for being a band that Joe Pesci once had a short stint as a band member. To fit in with the times, Travolta makes it a disco song.
It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like you. A girl like you. Must be you that caused this feeling in me.
The arrangements were done by John Davis, who was a member of the disco band John Davis and the Monster Orchestra. He also plays flute on the album. The recording was split between Philadelphia and Los Angeles, and the back cover says some of the finest men in both cities sat in because Travolta preferred a live performance instead of what he called the cold studio approach. Though not officially credited, there is a special thanks to John Davis, including a parenthetical flutes, along with Craig Snyder, parentheses guitar, and Jim Gordon, parentheses drums. Jim Gordon had an incredible career. He began drumming for the Everly Brothers in 1963 and became a highly sought-after session drummer in L.A. He even played drums on some of the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. In 1970, Gordon drummed in Eric Clapton's supergroup Derek and the Dominoes, even co-writing their hit Layla. He was the drummer on the incredible bongo band's Apache. His drum break on that song is one of the most sampled things used in hip-hop. He's also toured and/or recorded with Frank Zappa, Steely Dan, and Alice Cooper. But Gordon's life took a tragic turn in the late 70s. He was drinking heavily and developed a drug problem, and he began hearing voices in his head. His schizophrenic condition was never officially diagnosed, and on June 3, 1983, he killed his mother with a hammer. He believed her to be some form of devil taking over his life. He would be sentenced to second-degree murder and given 16 years to life, and he remains incarcerated to this day. So, I have no idea how to get out of that. So, here's another Mead and Lembeck song called Razzmatazz.
Drinking brandy at a bar with an old-time movie star. Her makeup is faded and her fame is dated. She says her place ain't very far. Razzmatazz, all night jazz. This crazy LA living is wearing me down.
Back in the 1930s, Travolta's mother, Helen, was an actress and singer who was part of a radio vocal group called the Sunshine Sisters. One of the songs they used to perform was It Had to Be You, a song that was first published way back in 1924 and has been covered by countless artists like Frank Sinatra, Harry Nilsson, Doris Day, Ray Charles, and John Travolta. His version is dedicated to the Sunshine Sisters.
It had to be. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who.
The album's closer is another Michael Lembeck song, Goodnight, Mr. Moon. It was co-written by Jeff Miller. And this song is Miller's one and only credit listed on Discogs.com.
Good night, Mr. Moon. Lay down your sleepy head. Good night, Mr. Moon. It's time to go to bed. The day is getting.
The album debuted at number 162 on the Billboard 200 in May of 1976. It spent a total of 22 weeks on the charts, peaking at number 39. But that was enough for Midland International to release a follow-up a year later called Can't Let You Go. After Travolta went on to become a movie star in Saturday Night Fever, Midland International, by then had changed their name to Mid-Song International, re-released both of the albums, now as one album, called Travolta Fever in 1978. That same year, Travolta would get his first and only number one song for his duet with Olivia Newton-John from Grease, You're the One That I Want. It's well known that John Travolta is a Scientologist. He's been one since 1975. That's when he was given the book Dianetics while he was making the film The Devil's Reign. The Church of Scientology was founded by science fiction author L. Ron Hubbard, who, believe it or not, released some albums of music of his own. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.